Hello everyone, this is Ms. Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders. Well, tonight's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled When a Real Man Loves a Woman. Yes, what woman doesn't want to hear a topic about that, right? It's like you finally meet your one and only. And not only is he a man, but he's a real man. He's down for you. He done put dabs on you. He's like, she is mine. And he treats you accordingly, not as a possession, but as the princess and who you are worth. Yes! What born-again, spirit-filled, God-fearing woman wouldn't want that? Hey, when you really think about it, what young lady who may not be a born-again Christian, who wouldn't she want that as well, to be cherished and admired by her one and only? Well, this Keep It Simple series episode breaks it down for you. And yes, I know I'm a lady, but Lalita is super creative. Not only that, but a number of dudes tend to open up to me and open up with me and share. So I'm sharing you some nuggets, but this time from the Word of God. The last few episodes ago, I believe I talked about Eve and how she was treated. So if I'm going to talk about Eve, I got to talk about Adam, because he was created first. So let's go back, way back to the book of Genesis. I'm not going to start with chapter 1, but I'm going to continue with chapter 2, but the latter part of 2, right before Eve came on the scene. The reason why Adam had his stuff together before Eve came was because God gave it to him. So fellas, don't put so much pressure on yourself to try to have yourself together. Go to God. He created you. Toiling and worry and stress is part of the curse. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, according to Psalms chapter 7, 1 and 2. So if he put you on the earth, obviously he know what you're created and equipped to do. So when you get before him and find out what it is, that's how you have heaven on earth. And it seems like things just come naturally to you, which means you have time to be a blessing and quote unquote wine and dine your one and only. The next thing that Adam did was that he zeroed in on no one but Eve. And yeah, I know y'all be like, yeah, they were the only two people on the planet. He could have been distracted with hobbies. He could have been distracted with tilling the ground. He could have been distracted with playing with the animals. So here's another thing that'll let a lady know if her man is truly her ride or die and totally into her. He will pay attention to her. And when I say pay attention to her, he will study her. When the Word of God in Genesis chapter 2 says that, at last, this is a woman, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And this is why a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife and become one flesh. Most people think of the sex, and I'm quite sure the sex was phenomenal, because all he had time to do was study her with no competition. So, gentlemen, if you pay attention to your wife, study your wife, all of the details, constantly take the time to get to know her, you don't have time to entertain anyone else, because there are so many facets to a lady that she's still learning about herself. So you need to be a student of her. You need to go to the university of her and just go ahead and pick up every course, including extra credit and extracurricular activities, in order to know more about her. And if that's not enough, go ahead and get clip notes, which is the word of God, to help you even get more details about her. And if that's still not enough, then you may need to get tutored by the Holy Spirit, who can help you even know more about her. And if you still don't feel equipped, you can always go to the person who created her, who admires her exceedingly, and find out even more about her. So if you're going to the university of her, trying to know everything you possibly can to please her and to assist her and to equip her and protect her, you don't have time to be noticing the sugar dumpling down the hall, around, across the street, or in the next room. If you're working in an office or factory type setting in the workplace, because you are consumed in the university of her. When you're consumed in a university of the study of your choice, of the curriculum of your choice, there's a lot of things that you turn down, that you push away, because it's not a part of your study guide. It's not a part of your curriculum. You want to graduate on time. You want to stay on top, and you want to keep your grades above failing level. So in order to do that, there are some things that you generally turn down because you're trying to pass. You're trying to advance. So fellas, I am encouraging you, go to the university of her and study your lady, study your boo, study your wife, so that once you get to know her, I'm quite sure she will get to know you, and then it will be heaven on earth the way God intended it to be for the two of you. Sound good? I know it does. So that's your homework assignment for this Keep It Simple series episode for the week. I am encouraging you to just dive into the Word of God to find out all that you possibly can about the university of her, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed. And sometimes going to the university of her means you have to put your foot down. She may pout, she may whine, she may have a problem, but inwardly she can't help but admire being with a man who will put his foot down and still love her just the same, not in dominance, but in loving submission and honor to her. Amen. Amen. Well, this concludes this Keep It Simple series episode for the week. As I said earlier, if you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. I have my God-Given University Publishing webpage, which is the abbreviation for God-Given University Publishing LLC, .wordpress.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. You can also follow my author page, which is lalitawilliams.com, or Be Strong, Stay Strong, located on Facebook. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things, for real. And don't flunk out of the university of her.